dicho, está bien, vamos. Noon yet, it's morning. It's 10:30. Just making the trip to the transfer station this morning. What you up to?
I'm here with my friend William, taking him back home. I took him out. I thought he was going to the doctor's appointment. Turns out he went to that one yesterday, and I took him up to his bank to let him get some money out. And then I took him by the bus shop, and I let him look at the buses and everything. Man, he loved it. He's sitting here smiling next to me. He's just enjoying himself.
Has a busy day already. No wonder you're thinking it's afternoon. You've done a day's worth already just in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Today, I heard it's going to be near 90.
It hit 90 yesterday. They actually really did. It hit 90 at TSB, and I think it hit 90 here in Pickens.
I knew that. Over here in Greer, it got up in the high 80s. I don't think it hit 90. Oh, other than GSP, which is in Greer, but where I was, it didn't get quite that hot. But I guess summer's knocking on spring's door, huh?
And it says, let me in.
Get over to the transfer station, and it is very crowded. There's a ton of people out here moving around. Why don't all these people work? Or maybe they are working, I don't know. But they're in cars like me.
Have you just flex drivers for Amazon? What you doing at the transfer station?
I have one day a week that I used to go on Tuesdays, and now I go on Thursdays to do waste management. I'm the waste management manager at my household. So I made an executive decision to transfer the day to the transfer station from Tuesdays to Thursdays. And today's Thursday, so... In short, it's my day to go to the dump.
Hey, there you go. That's a good idea right there, Dave. Well, if you ever need somebody to help you, let me know.
Be okay. I don't think it's going to be busy out there. At least if it is the same way it was last Thursday that I went out there, and I just breezed right through it. Whereas on Tuesdays at 10:30, you got to wait in line.
I don't know why everybody goes to the dump on a Tuesday at 10:30 in the morning. It would make more sense if it was a Saturday, not Tuesday.
The barber shop. You know, people like to go to the barber shop on, well, when there was barber shops, when there were more barber shops than there are now. People would go on Saturday because that was their day off. And that meant the barber didn't get any day off on the weekend or other than Sunday. So the barber started taking Monday off. Well, the people at the transfer station did the same thing. They weren't getting any time off because people were off work on Saturday and needed to go there on Saturday. So now they're closed on Monday, which means there's a backlog by Tuesday. That's the reason people go on Tuesday.
Thank you for that information. I really appreciate that. I just learned something new today.
There were barbershops out of all of that. I missed the barbershop, but that's the way it goes. That's the only constant change.
Been the super
cuts. I had a great clips most of the time, but every now and then I'm at a place that I'm not where I need to be and I need a haircut. So I go to different places and I don't know what they are. Supercuts.
I've used them, but my friend William here says Supercuts offers a cut haircut for $20. Preferably, I've just learned to do my own buzz cut, and I ain't got to pay nothing to do a haircut. I just do it myself.
What my wife to do is help me out with that. Eventually, to where I could get to where I could do it myself. She won't come close to it. I tell her, okay, I'm just going to shave it all off. And she said, no, you're not, because if you do that, I'll do the same thing, and I wouldn't like it if she shaved her head. Miller, W4DJW.
No, you didn't leave me. I just dropped my friend off at his house.
Do that. I'm just going to be out here mobiling around. Good talking to you this morning. Take care. Stay safe. KO4WWZ, W4DJW Mobile.
73, KO4WWZ on the side, listening.